You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Seth Kniep, the founder of Just One Dime, who teaches people how to build passive income streams so they can fire their boss and do the things they love with the people that they love. Mr. Kniep, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. I'm really happy to be here.
And you're most welcome, Seth. So what was life like before you became an entrepreneur and decided to start doubling your dime?
I worked for corporations for many years, and the last one that I worked for was Apple. And I was very excited to work for such an established, monumental corporation. But the challenges that I ran into is I realized that in a lot of companies, especially if they're larger, there's always going to be political correctness that goes on. There's butt-kissing. There's certain things you're supposed to do in order to make sure you move up the ladder. And I saw the game. And the more I realized the game, the less I wanted to become part of that game. And the other thing that frustrated me, and that I know a lot of people have experienced this through people who resonate with my story, is we were $24,000 in debt. I got to a point where I didn't enjoy my job. I was working my butt off to try as hard as I can to provide for my family. I got four kids. I'm married, and I just didn't have that sense of freedom. I didn't have that sense of, you know, if I work harder on something, it's going to produce greater results. You know, I would work really, really hard, and then get this much of a raise to be able to fund my caffeine addiction to coffee to try to numb my mind so I could, you know, continue to enjoy it. I felt like I was in this cycle, wasn't getting anywhere, and I really wanted to try to do something else. And also, to be totally transparent, we would get bounce checks, which I hated. I felt inadequate. I felt, in many ways, it's like a failure. Like getting checks, you know, and I'm in my 30s, and I'm supposed to be providing for my family. And no matter what I do, even though I work for the richest company in the world, I felt like I was trapped in a box, and I needed to change something and do something different.
Certainly sounds like a painful experience, and we can feel it from here. So tell us, why a dime?
Yeah, one of the things, Eric, that I love about the dime is it is the smallest coin when you're talking about American currency. It is the smallest coin for its value. So a quarter is bigger, it's also greater value. A nickel is bigger, but lesser value. But a dime is very, very small. And this concept hit me, and it's also simple. It's 10 cents. The 10 cents is pretty basic. And I thought, you know, if I double this 20 times, that turns into over $100,000. So what if I just went out and just kept doubling it? And at first, it's going to sound kind of weird, because I would walk up to random people, Eric, and I would say this. I would say, look, here I have a dime. Someday, I want to build a business out of this dime. Can you tell me how many times do I need to double it to become $100,000? And most people would say, well, 3,000 or 10,000 or 20,000 times. And the truth is, you only have to double it 20 times to reach $104,857.60. And so that was the reason I focused on the dime. So I went out and I just started doubling it. And I began by asking random people in town. I would just walk around town and just ask people. And then once I got to $400 just for asking, I took that and I began to study online e-commerce. And I began to study, how do you find a product where there's a potential, where there's a high demand but not too much competition. And I applied that. I purchased some of a product. I began to sell it on eBay. I purchased more. I sold it on eBay. My wife and I went through our entire house, and we sold everything that we didn't need. And we just got really – I was at a point, Eric, where I was angry and desperate, and it was a good thing. Like, I needed to get angry about my situation to do something different. I couldn't just become an entrepreneur because it sounds like this romantic, awesome idea. It had to be driven by desperation. And so it got so serious to me that I didn't care anymore. I would do what it took because I had to break out of the 9-to-5 heartbreaking monotony that so many people experience.
And a lot of times that's what it takes to make things happen. Now tell us and get into some of the details. How did you go from a dime to 100,000 and then on to more than $1 million in less than 2 years? We've got to hear more of the details on that.
Sure, absolutely. So here's the strange part. It was actually harder to double my dime on the lower end than it was on the higher end. In other words, the more I did it, the more I understood the law of exponential growth and the easier it became. It doesn't mean it wasn't easy. There were times that were very difficult. At one point on the way to $1 million, I lost $20,000 selling on Amazon. But the way I did it is I doubled it down to 400. Then I took that and started selling eBay. Then we started selling everything in our house that we didn't need. And we just kept reinvesting the cash. And we didn't touch it. And even though we had big debt, we did not pay our debts, like credit card debt. We just kept increasing this big chunk of money. And then I started selling on Amazon. And if something wouldn't sell on eBay, it's on Amazon. If something wouldn't sell on Amazon, it's on eBay. We just kept hustling. And it grew and it grew and it grew. And I kept this little folder where I would write down, okay, we're at this point, at this level, at this level. And I also had a spreadsheet with a plan. How am I going to get to that next level? And from there, it just continued to grow. And then finally, selling on Amazon primary, I would say 70% of our growth came from selling on Amazon. And we would do private label. We just take your product, you send it in Amazon's warehouse, people buy it. So even when you're sleeping, it's still being sold. You're still making money because people are buying it, which was an awesome concept. Because when I was working for Apple, you know, I had to work for the company to get a paycheck. And if you stop working, you stop getting paid. But with this concept, if I get enough going and get enough product selling, they keep selling after I stop working. So it was creating passive income. And while that's selling, I can go out and add another passive income stream. So the hardest part was the first part. It was walking around asking people, because sometimes I felt like an idiot. But once we got into the groove, it just kept going and going until finally we got to over $1 million. And then from there, I started making YouTube videos. I thought, you know what? This has been an extremely painful path, but also rewarding. So I started just creating videos, sharing with people what I was doing on YouTube, completely free. And I noticed a lot of videos there. They touch on the subject, but it's always a hook into some kind of program they want you to buy. So what we did is I said, you know what? I'm just going to provide a ton of free content. I had no coaching program. No one paid me anything. I kept doing this until all of a sudden people started saying, hey, Seth, you need to coach. You need to teach us how you're doing what you're doing. And so that's when Just One Dime Coaching Company was born.
Today we are joined by Mr. Seth Kniep, the founder of Just One Dime, who teaches people how to build passive income streams so they can fire their boss and do the things they love with the people that they love here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Seth, what advice would you give to someone trying to get out of debt and start a new life so they can have margin to do the things that they love with the people that they love?
That is such a great question. First thing I would say is you're going to have to take risk. If you are in love with security, then don't become an entrepreneur. But if you are willing to take risk, and I mean calculated risk, not blind risk, but risk where you actually sit down and you look at the facts and you find a discrepancy. By that I mean I see a demand and a lack of supply. So I'll share with you guys what I made a whole lot of money in the early days on. That was cremation urns, these little urns that go on a necklace that hang around your neck. I discovered, and here's how I did it, Eric. I remember sitting there on my computer in my office looking at eBay. Still worked for Apple at this time. And so I was doing this in my own spare time. And I was thinking, you know, instead of going to the most popular store categories, I should go to the most unusual ones. And so I thought, let me try. And I just started looking at the categories. And I noticed one of them was cemetery and death. And I thought, okay, that's really weird. I'm going to go into that one. I need to be different. I need to find something that most people wouldn't jump into. And so I started looking at all of these different artifacts related around people dying. As weird as that sounds, I wanted to create a new niche. And that's when I discovered cremation urns is a huge demand. So one of our cremation urns that goes on the necklace was the very first one of its kind to ever be on Amazon. And it sold like crazy. And it started making us a ton of money. But it took a lot of research. So if you want to take a step forward, you have to be okay with risk and stop talking about it and do it. You can talk about it all day. I should, I'm going to someday. But until you actually do it, you don't mean it. And second, don't make excuses. Don't blame your upbringing. Don't blame your culture. Don't blame your location. You know, how much or little money you have, how your parents raised you. Own your issues and make it happen and be willing to fail along the way. Because I'm convinced, Eric, people who win fail a lot more. The most successful people fail more than the average. The difference is they keep getting back up.
And that is some grand advice right there. Awesome stuff right there. Thanks for sharing that. And I'm sure our listeners really got something out of that as well as I. Now, a lot of people started to reach out to you to learn how to do this. What is that coaching program like and how can it help them?
This coaching program is just one dime. And what we do is we have a team of 8 coaches. And these coaches are people who joined my program. I taught them. Some of them came in who are already making good money. Some had never sold Amazon before. But the key thing I look for in coaches is people who enjoy helping people. Like they actually love coaching and teaching someone how to do something. So what this program does is it provides 4.5 hours of live coaching every week. Most coaching programs, in fact, to my knowledge, Eric, there's no coaching program on earth that does it to this level, even close. Most, it's just, here's videos, here's how-tos, go watch them, by you never hear about the so-called coach anymore. We are involved. We are working with them, showing them how to do it. So every week, they're seeing my face, and we're talking and communicating over video chat, along with 8 other coaches. So that's one piece of it. The other piece is we do have exclusive videos you can't find anywhere else in the world. We have tools. We partner with other companies that provide tools that help. So they can get it all in one package at a hugely reduced rate instead of always having to buy this tool and this tool and this tool. And finally, I can start selling. We get all in one big bundle. And then they get it for an entire year. And then next March, we're going to be putting on a conference in Las Vegas, which we're very excited about. And we have a lot of speakers already lined up to be there. So that also is going to be focused on teaching people how to do it. We want to show people step by step. What do you do to make money selling on Amazon? Instead of just giving some general advice, we're going to show them you click here, you click there, you look at this number. It's very tactically based.
Totally awesome to have you with us today, Seth. A lot we have learned from what you've shared with us here today. And again, thanks for your time. Where can listeners not only get more information on you, but on your coaching programs, and also how can they be in touch?
Yeah, the easiest way is if you just go to justonedime.com. You'll see a PDF right there on the first page where you can actually download it, and it gives you 5 different keys that have helped me the most. And then if you want to get more engaged, you'll see on the PDF at the end a little link, and that link will take you to our coaching. We also have a YouTube channel. Just go to justonedime.com, scroll to the bottom, and you'll see all the links there. There's a whole bunch of ways to get in contact with us.
Again, Seth, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Continued success, and again, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks, Eric. Have an awesome day, man. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Seth Kniep, the founder of Just One Dime, who teaches people how to build passive income streams so they can fire their boss and do the things they love with the people that they love. And for more information, simply visit justonedime.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. And once again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.